stand idly by and watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this May 1st, 2025, Thursday edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got, again, more text messages during the break. People texting me family. I've given out the website now as well as the phone number. 231-330-6825. And the website, very simply, I4FJ.com, Institute for Family Justice.com. So again, text me family. I'll forward you guys the contact information, and you can get in touch with Jonathan, and hopefully he can help advise and guide people through this process to make things better. We greatly appreciate you guys sharing the information. And we appreciate everything Jonathan's doing with this institute, and we wish him well. A couple stories I got lined up in Lansing as the governor's back in Lansing working with the speaker, Matt Hall, and what they're doing regarding certain things regarding the budget. Michigan Economic Development Corporation is in the hot seat over its SOAR fund. Folks, this is one bureaucratic agency that I feel has for years been misguided and has wasted hundreds of millions of dollars going forward. Michigan Economic Development Corporation can say they said their piece in defense of the Strategic Outreach and Attention Reserve SOAR Fund. And State Representative Steve Cara can say, let them have their say. For 90 minutes, two Michigan economic development officials explained the process of giving out state incentives as a way to lure and retain economic activity and jobs in Michigan. They did it in front of the skeptical State Representative Cara, also Vice Chair Democrat Dylan Wegla of Garden City, and the rest of the Corporate Subsidies and Investment Subcommittee. But in the end, nobody's minds was changed, and none of the committee members succeeded in tripping up the MEDC officials, Christian Armstrong and Josh Hunt, if that was even a goal. Para seemed genuinely stunned, though, during this exchange regarding the philosophical underpinnings of SOAR with Hunt. The MEDC's Executive Vice President and Chief Projects Officer. Kara said, when I think of free markets being a situation where businesses make investments and decide when and where and how to make economic decisions versus central planning, being where the government acts as a central operator, makes those decisions on behalf of the economy, is the whole process that we're talking about here today. Are we talking about free market systems, or are we talking about more central planning? Well, Hunt responded, and it went on from there. Short break. We'll continue on the other side. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petit.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. You just heard the commercial by Tony over there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Well, he wants everybody to know that there has been a lot of these camper shows, these spring family events campers, trailers, fifth wheels, pop-up campers, all of this stuff going on. Well, if you like the location of dealing with Northern Michigan RV right there in Gaylord, right off of I-75, Tony said that they will match or beat any show deal, any special arrangement that you might see at a show. They will do it at Northern Michigan RV for you. As a matter of fact, the exact trailer that you see, get the make and model number, they'll get it for you. If they don't have it on their lot, they'll get it for you and match or beat the deal that was shown to you at the show. In addition, they don't charge any hidden fees, no fake dock fees, no prep fees, none of that. And they also have excellent relationships with banks and local credit unions. So, excellent customer service, open year-round. You see something online, you see a show, deal, or whatever, send it to Tony. Talk to the team over there, 989-448-8700, or check them out at northernmichiganrv.com, and they'll take care of you. Highly recommend dealing with Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Love Tony and the team over there. Great people, friendly, open year-round, great, great location right off of I-75 in Gaylord. It's exit 282. Just head west, turn at the Walgreen there at the light, go right up to their street, make a right, and go right around back to them. You can get to them. It is a great location. Highly, highly, highly recommend dealing with them. They're located at 277 Expressway Court. When you turn in by the Walgreen, just go up, I think it's the second street on the right, Expressway Court, just follow it around, and you'll see the dealership. They're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and closed on Sundays. Again, Northern Michigan RV, 989-448-8700. Going to go back to Lansing, where the newly created Corporate Subsidies and Investment Subcommittee. State Representative Steve Cara is the chair. Vice Chair Democrat Dylan Wegla of Garden City. Hour and a half hearing from Michigan Economic Development Corporation about the SOAR Fund. Something I've been critical of for years. Don't think it's the role of government. Nowhere in our state's constitution is it listed anywhere that Lansing should be involved in economic development. Giving millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, tax breaks, grants, free money to corporations to come here to bring jobs. Many times they get the money and they don't do it. There's no accountability. There's no clawback. The money's gone. In my opinion, completely wasted. Well, this has been part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's motive operandi ever since she became governor. And I'm flat out against it. I agree with Steve Cara. It all needs to go away. Well, the chairman Cara was questioning Josh Hunt about free market versus central planning. Asked them specifically that question. Is this a free market situation or central planning by the state government? Well, Josh Hunt answered and said, free market system. Cara says, you think this is a free market system? And Hunt said, yes. Cara says, okay. That's an impressive answer to what I think is completely wrong. And Hunt responded, thank you. It wasn't a compliment, but he took it that way. The committee, newly formed, has spent its first 4 months of existence poking holes into the argument that spending taxpayer money on luring corporations into Michigan is a smart economic growth strategy. Hunt and Armstrong reminded the committee that SOAR was created early in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's tenure, with Republican legislative sign-off as a way to prevent economic collapse in the midst of the China virus. However, each member of the committee went down a completely separate line of questioning, challenging the wisdom of even having SOAR. Democrat State Representative Lori Podhutsky of Livonia asked if Ford and other companies were weaponizing SOAR by basically telling Michigan, give us economic incentive dollars or we're going to leave the state, end quote, asked Podhutsky. State Representative Matthew Berline, Republican of Vassar, was trying to wrap his head around how the Michigan Economic Development Corporation came up with its, quote, return on investment, the ROI projections. He, for one, was not satisfied with the answers they were given. Wegla, the Democrat vice chair of the committee, tried doing the math on how the large amount of money paid out to these corporations is worth the relatively small number of jobs the state is getting in return. Exactly. I've done the math, folks, on my financial calculator during this show for years. For example, one project where a company was offered more than $30 billion over the life of the deal. In return, 800 jobs. Wegler said it's really hard to sit here and how not to recognize how insane this is. This is a Democrat from Garden City, Michigan. He can't even figure it out. Well, State Representative Steve Cara, the chairman of the committee, closed the hearing with a series of questions revolving around whether giving tax incentives to corporations served public or private purpose. And if it were for private purpose, doesn't Article 4, Section 30 of the Michigan Constitution apply that such expenditures must be approved by two-thirds of the legislature? Well, both Hunt and Armstrong decked out on that question by saying SOAR is a public-private partnership. Tara wasn't buying it. When you take taxpayer dollars from the people of Michigan and select which big corporations are going to get a special deal, that's, to me, a private purpose. And you need two-thirds support from both chambers, both the House and the Senate, sir. Carr went on to say whether or not SOAR is constitutional is a very serious question. Well, to that, the two spokesmen for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation didn't respond. Because here's the problem. Currently, to finalize a SOAR project, both appropriations subcommittees must sign off on a proposal by a simple majority vote. Overall, Hunt and Armstrong led the committee through the SOAR process and the many different wins the state has secured along the way, from Ford's Blue Oval project to the small businesses that get auxiliary and spinoff benefits from being awarded these monies. When it comes to awards, they also noted that states like Ohio, Georgia, and New York are offering much more than Michigan through similar programs. Okay, that's all fine and good. But let me ask you this question. What are the overall state budgets for Ohio, Georgia, and New York compared to Michigan's? If you're going to throw out those states that are offering more money than Michigan through similar programs, answer me that question. Now, I haven't looked at Ohio and I haven't looked at New York, but I have looked at Georgia again recently. Georgia, roughly about the same population as Michigan. Just below 10 million, back and forth. They're actually growing. We're losing people. 10 million people. Same amount of miles of I-75 runs through the state of Georgia on your way to Florida as Michigan has from Ohio all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. State government in Georgia, their budget is half and has been half of what our state government has been for years, ever since I've been doing this show. When Governor Rick Snyder left, growing the budget that he was handed to, yes, when he took over for Jennifer Granholm, he grew the state budget. It went from $47 billion to $58 billion under his tenure, 8 years of being a Republican governor. When he left office and handed the $58 billion over to Gretchen Whitmer, who's grown it to over $80 billion under her tenure, Georgia was half. They were at $30 billion when he handed Gretchen Whitmer $58 billion. Today, they're roughly at about $40, $41 billion. We're over $80 billion. Explain that to me. Explain to me, with the same population, with the same amount of a interstate running through your state, providing government services, how can Georgia do it for half and at the same time offer more money through similar programs compared to what Michigan is offering these corporations? That's what they said. States like Ohio, Georgia, and New York are offering much more money than Michigan. If that's the case, how can they operate their state government at $40 billion? Folks, get into perspective on this. Georgia's state budget this year is going to be less than it was under Jennifer Granholm. You remember our Canadian governor? The blonde woman from Canada. Yes. How is that even possible? And you're telling me we can't cut the state budget in Lansing. Folks, this is insanity. This is absolute pure insanity. And for these people from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation saying we got to spend more, you need to be fired, sir. This whole agency department needs to go away. I'll tell you what, you cut our state budget to $40 billion, we'll keep you open. If not, you're fired. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news.